taxes too high, wages too high. We're not going to be able to compete against the world. I hate to say it, but we have to leave it the way it is. People have to go out, they have to work really hard, and they have to get into that upper stratum.
Everything's raising but the wages.
Yes, and that applies not just to wages and work and all that, also to health care now. If you just go out there, you work really hard, you can pay those higher premiums. And if not, well, shame on you. Because it's no longer about everyone's going to be covered, it's going to be great. It's now about having choice. You can have the choice to have health care or not. Amazing, amazing stuff. Don Kos sent me a tweet saying, the question not being asked, how much of that premium actually goes to providers versus profits for insurers? And that's one of the things that the Affordable Care Act tried to do. They said 80% of every premium dollar had to be spent on health care. That's one of the things the Republicans will be getting rid of. I'm here to talk about this and whatever else we can bang around with our good friend John Neuer, our Communications Director at the Pennsylvania Budget and Policy Center. John, thanks for taking time for us.
It's always good to talk to you, Rick.
So, you know, you look at this question that Don Kos puts out there, you know, how much of, in the future, how much will the premium dollars go into the hands of profiteers?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a good question. And you make a good point about getting rid of the provision that required 80% of premium dollars to go to actual care. Imagine that. You know, I think we're, one of the things, that, and I heard you talking about this on the last segment, one of the things that's really important to note here is the talking point that we keep hearing about this new GOP healthcare plan, which is, well, look, everyone's going to have access. Everyone's going to have access. That's what we're concerned about. We're concerned about everybody having access. And the truth is, I mean, you know, I have access to go and buy a Lamborghini, right? I can certainly walk into the dealership and go look at the car and look at the price tag, but I can't afford it. And that's the point. And it's a fundamental difference. It's really a fundamental belief that it's difference between what the Republicans are trying to do and what Obamacare at least attempted to do.
Right.
Which is that it's not about access. Everybody has access. It's about, you know, do you have the affordability to go and get the care that you need for you and your family? And this bill clearly, and the CBO score just sort of proves out what we already expected, which is the answer is for a lot of low to middle income American families, the answer is going to be no.
Were you surprised by the CBO report?
Well, I think that it is surprising to see how quickly this will start to dismantle the system that's in place right now, how quickly the CBO expects. I think that next year, I think the number was 14 million people.
Yes.
that would no longer have coverage.
Almost immediately, 14 coverage. Million people gone.
It's unbelievable. I think that was surprising to see how quickly it would happen.
Yeah, and here's the thing that I've been saying. You know, if premiums don't come down when you kick off, you know, 14 million people who are probably people who are really using it because they never really had it before, that alone would have to bring premiums down.
Well, absolutely. No question. And I know, like I said, I was listening to your previous segment, and you were explaining that very well. That's absolutely true. The problem also is what people don't realize. We did some analysis and looked at the CBO numbers, and in Pennsylvania, the average person receiving tax credits is going to see their credit reduced by 43%.
Wow,
is about over $2,000. The average person in Pennsylvania would have their credit reduced by over $2,000, and that's here's the other thing that people don't understand necessarily. There was one component of that CBO score that talked about how premiums under this GOP healthcare plan would be 10% lower in how many years out? I think it was 10 years out than under Obamacare. What people don't recognize is that doesn't mean premiums go down. healthcare premiums rise and have been rising for decades. And frankly, Obamacare helped to slow the rate that those premiums were rising. The CBO actually said that that would actually, if current law, Obamacare, stayed in place, that would be increasing at an even slower rate in the next 10 years. But what people don't realize is that premiums are still going to go up.
Right.
And because of a number of other provisions in this GOP healthcare plan, especially for older Americans, premiums would go up significantly, and that would happen right away. So when the average American is, or when the average Pennsylvanian is going to see their credit reduced by over $2,000, while at the same time, certain components of the populace, like older Americans, older Pennsylvanians, would see their premiums go up faster. Basically, what that means is it's even harder for them to afford the coverage they need. And then on the other hand, the other thing that this GOP bill does is that it eliminates a number of preventative care items that were required to be covered by insurance companies under Obamacare, which helps people keep from getting traumatic illnesses or diseases or whatever down the line. Those things are not going to be part of people's insurance coverage anymore. So you're in even more of a bind because it's even more likely that you will have more expensive care that will have to be taken care of through your premium. Your personal premiums might go up even more. It's just really, it's a mess, Rick.
It's a complete and total mess. But, you know, you go back to the premium increases, and, you know, I talk to people who honestly believe that before Obamacare, everything was great. They had never heard of the premium increases. They had never, it was never something they considered. And I would argue this is one of the things that having this conversation has really brought to light, is that, you know, healthcare costs have been going up steadily for years and will continue to go up for years, especially as the country gets older.
I think there are still a lot of people who feel that way, due in large part to the fact that they are lucky enough to get insurance through their employers. And there are still in America, I mean, at one point in time, it was a situation where the vast majority of Americans were lucky enough to have health insurance through their employers.
Right. That's back when we had 35% union density in this country.
Well, right. Which is obviously worth four other segments of your show to talk about. But what people don't realize is, so that is an explanation for why people still think that things were great before Obamacare. A lot of them were lucky enough to have pretty good, employer-based health insurance. However, here's the other thing that was in the CBO report that I think those folks need to start recognizing. The CBO said that 7 million people in America who now get employer-based insurance will lose it because of this bill.
Right.
And, you know, for our rough estimate at PA Budget and Policy Center is that 300,000 of those people are Pennsylvanians. 300,000 people in Pennsylvania, many of whom probably looked you in the eye and said, things were fine before Obamacare, they might lose their insurance. They're going to lose their insurance if this bill becomes law.
So, you know, and that's just a staggering number. So what do they do then? I mean, because at the end of this, I don't see what the Republicans are offering as a place for them to go. Do they just end up uninsured? Do they end up a liability to the taxpayer? Do they end up on Medicaid? Where do they go?
Right. Well, that's the question. So it's not that they will lose their employer-based health care because they lose their jobs. It's because their employers would decide to no longer offer that health insurance to their employees. So right. They would...
Hold on. I've been told, you know, thousands and thousands of times that Obamacare has cost people jobs because of the employer mandate, after so many hours. So what I'm hearing is a little different than what the main messaging has been.
Right. There are significant incentives in the Affordable Care Act for businesses to insure their employees. So, once those are eliminated, that's what the CBO is saying, that employers across the country will decide, because we don't have those incentives anymore, it doesn't make sense for us to offer this anymore because it costs us money. So that's the question. You know, your original question about what do those folks do? I think for a lot of them, they would never. They probably have never been in a position where they had to think through that before. These are middle class Americans, middle class Pennsylvanians, who have been lucky enough to probably have employer based health insurance for their entire adult lives. So yes, the question is, what do they do? Well, they can go to these exchanges in whatever state the exchanges might be in at that point. But like I said before, they're going to have on average $2,000 less a year than they would have had under Obamacare to go and get health insurance, which for many of them might be significantly more expensive now than it was previously. So they're going to be in a tough spot also.
Wow, what a mess.
And if Medicaid expand, you know, you mentioned Medicaid, if the Medicaid expansion remains in some way, shape, or form in some of these states, and that's going to be very difficult because the burden of paying for it after 2018 would be on the states. And think about the budget situation in Pennsylvania. Think about adding another $4 billion to the question of the already tight Pennsylvania budget negotiations. You know, that's going to be a really difficult thing. Other states are going to have the same decision to make. A lot of them will no longer have Medicaid expansion available for those people. But the people we're talking about who will lose employer-based health insurance are very likely making too much money to be eligible for that anyway. So it is it just doesn't make sense. I think that, you know, you mentioned previously that you're getting people on the left and the right who are attacking this bill. And I think sometimes people who are political prognosticators say, if you're getting attacked from the left and the right, you're probably right exactly in the right place. In this case, that is not true. You're getting attacked from the left and the right because it's just a terrible bill.
Yeah, it's terrible top to bottom. So do you think it passes?
I don't think that it passes in the way that House Republicans have presented it at this point. I think, you know, we saw news yesterday that there were a number of Republican senators who were giving very specific feedback. That might, you know, that somehow becomes part of a bill that they eventually pass through the House. Maybe it has a chance in the Senate, but I just don't know. I mean, there, as a number of people have used the metaphor, the Republicans are the dog that caught the car,
right?
And you don't know what to, they don't know what to do at this point. So the bill that we're talking about, that you and I are talking about right now, with the numbers that the CBO put out this week, I don't think that it passes.
And if it does, if they don't pass anything, and I've been saying this all day, and pretty much for the last week, I think they've done enough to destroy the Affordable Care Act to where we still have chaos with even without a replacement.
It will be very interesting to see what happens over the next few months with the insurance exchanges, and what insurance companies decide to do, whether they're stay in, whether they pull out of certain markets. I'm not quite sure. I mean, the thing is, you're right that they are taking steps to dismantle Obamacare, which will allow them, you know, a year from now, if something hasn't passed yet, to say, look, we told you, it's in a death spiral, it's in collapse. I mean, and honestly, the CBO numbers, where they looked at how things would play out under current law, prove that it is not in a death spiral. But, you know, there are certain steps that Republicans can take in the meantime to ensure that the ACA and the insurance industry as a whole does sort of head towards that death spiral. But it'll be because of what they did, not because of Obamacare.
And the question is, how do we make sure that those voters who are going to be harmed by it know that? Because what I see the messaging being out of, see, we've been telling you all along that the Obamacare was in the death spiral, and see, it happened. It's the Democrats' fault. You know, how do we make sure people know that, no, it was the Republicans who wanted this crisis, who had this great fetish over destroying the ACA, and they succeeded in doing what they wanted?
Well, that's a very, very difficult proposition. I think that like I said, there are some numbers in the CBO report that if we can pull them out and we can make them more easy to digest for the general public to show what they expect sort of to have happened if nothing changed over the next 10 years and compare that to where things are in the next year or two if Republicans really don't pass anything, I think that's one good option. But, you know, this is really, really, really hard. I will say that if they pass this bill in the state that it's in, you know, talk about the numbers that we just went through. Things are not going to get better. And it's a lot of, frankly, it's a lot of Trump voters. It's a lot of folks in rural parts of the country who, you know, a lot of whom are relying on Obamacare right now and voted for Donald Trump because they thought that he and the Republicans would make things better. Right. And things will not get better. So I don't know where the tipping point is, but over the next couple of years, as things do not get better because they are not willing to do some common sense things where you could make Obamacare better. We have to be honest about that. There are things that could be done to make it better. Those are not the things that are in this bill. Those are not the things that they're interested in doing. So things are not going to get better for those voters. So where is that tipping point? I don't know, but they're going to see it. They're going to see it because it's going to be a very personal thing for those folks who thought that they were buying one thing and then they're buying something completely
different.
Yeah,
they got a big giant chocolate-covered turd. It just is what it is. John, I appreciate you taking time for us. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot, Rick. Talk to you soon.
Always good talking to you. John Neuer, Communications Director at the Pennsylvania Budget and Policy Center. You can check out their website. Just click on the link at the RickSmithShow.com. Quick break. Right back.